Let's give it up for Squarespace today. It's the drag and drop website platform that lets you build a personal website that looks professional. Go over to squarespace.com/cage, start a free trial, use the offer code SCREEN. When you want to buy a plan, you'll get a sweet 10% discount. That's squarespace.com/cage, offer code SCREEN. Hey, everybody, just so you know, when we were recording today's show, there was no air conditioning in the building, so we put on a fan. So when you hear those subtle whispers of the fan blowing back in the background, don't complain. Be thankful that we're not a sweaty mess, and we're going to give you more show, a positive show, because we're not just so obsessed about how fucking hot we are. You can deal with it. It's just a fan noise. Suck it up. Enjoy. It's Hard Day's Night without the irony. We saw Spice World, so you know what that means.
Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? Gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Did you know you wonder, how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I am joined, as always, by my two co-hosts, Jason Manzoukas. How are you, Jason?
Pretty good. What's happening?
And June Diane Raphael. How are you, June?
Good. How are you, Pop?
Very good. We have a very special guest today. You know her from Parks and Rec. Please welcome Retta.
Yes,
how are you?
Please welcome me. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's so sultry.
I know.
Happy
Easter. Oh, so sultry.
Easter podcast, guys.
I like that.
Sexy Easter podcast.
I'm making plans for my next career.
I could picture driving around L.A. listening to, like, a radio show that you're curating.
Oh, I was thinking more sex phone calls.
Oh, okay.
Sex
you could do both.
Okay, then
you
I could picture something much different. Then I'm picturing driving around L.A. listening and jerking off.
Which is good.
Terrible driving.
Hands 10-1. All right, so we saw Spice World, the movie. If you haven't seen it, here, take a listen to the trailer.
When the world is in trouble, when our future is in danger, we call upon one man. But when he's busy, he calls five girls. Columbia Pictures presents The Spice Girls.
All right, we're coming.
In their film debut, Victoria, Emma, Mel B, Jerry, and Mel C. They're ready for action. Girl power. They're dressed to kill.
Do I like shaken or stirred?
And thoroughly prepared for any encounter. It's a story of love.
I think with boys, you should be able to just wheel them in.
Yeah, and order them like a pizza.
Yeah, no cheese.
Compassion.
It's really too hot in here.
I need a fan.
Better.
And misunderstanding.
When the speeding melon hits the wall.
It is Christmas for the crows.
What did he say?
I haven't a clue.
That's more like it.
This January.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
No. But I'll have one of these pie things.
Make your choice.
Oh, I like the blonde one.
No. Sporty.
Rock your world. Hello! And spice up your life with the Spice Girls. Spice World.
Yeah, but can they act?
Blah, 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 girl power, feminism, do you know what I mean?
So that is Spice World, the movie. Oh, my God. I remember seeing this movie when I was a kid. I saw it for my birthday.
Wait, really?
Oh, I was psyched. I mean,
what
not a
year
kid.
Is this?
I want to say,
old enough
a guess.
To be embarrassed. Yeah. What year this movie?
Yeah, I feel like this is 1993.
Is that right?
You want to take a guess? You'll see.
95?
I
feel like it's later.
96.
98.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul. Paul, oh, no, you were not a kid.
Oh, I was not a child
at
all.
You were not a kid.
I was into the Spice Girls. Really? I was like, this is, they're cool. And then, I don't know.
You were in your 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed.
Let's just be clear.
Because you just said, I remember seeing this as a kid.
Oh, did I say?
Yes, you did.
In my mind, I was like, well, wait a second. Is there a chance that Paul was like a teenager at that point?
No, I had, I was already married to my first wife and had three kids at that point. I don't know why.
God rest her soul.
She was a lovely woman.
She and those kids did not survive.
No. Horrible boating accident. Terrible.
And a very long trial for you.
Very long, but you know what? At the end of the day, I feel like I was vindicated.
Yep.
And you know, look, that's why boats are on. I couldn't see behind my car. And the boat was on a trailer.
It's so funny,
and I ran
you never away. Talk about them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's it.
Ever.
Ever.
Not ever.
I would say for a movie, this movie is crazy, right? I mean, and I know it's supposed to be crazy, but that they don't even try is the most upsetting part of it.
Not I would like someone to take a guess, like to try to explain the plot, just like the
that's,
plot
I wrote that at one point.
Of this movie.
Yeah.
I looked at the time of the movie.
But
20 minutes
in,
I was like, I don't understand what the goal is.
But you know what? When I think about the title, Spice World, it's like, it is sort of a clue. Like, there's going to be nothing to hold on to here. Like, it's just like a world of ideas.
Yeah.
Like, there's no story.
A lot of spices, not a lot of stew.
There's not only no story, but like, truly anything is possible. Aliens come down and visit them. Ginger Spice kisses one of the aliens on the lips.
A man rises up out of a toilet.
Yep.
Yeah. With no problem.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect. I thought there would be story.
Oh, really?
Well, why is that? Because it was a
just
film?
A movie?
Because it was a feature film?
Interesting.
Because it was a feature. And and I got so angry about the size of the interior of the bus.
Oh, my God.
Just that when it started. And then I was like, oh, I get why that bus is so big, because this is fucking dumb. I was so angry.
And
it's like
that,
it's like a Barbie movie. In many ways. Like, you know, like Barbie would like sell you like a dream. Like, it's like that. Everything is on that level. Just, it doesn't make sense. It's just colorful.
Right.
It's like, if we throw more color at you, you won't.
See, there was something to hold on to at one point, which was
pregnant Asian lady.
Well, yes, because I thought, okay, like their whole message is about girl power. Like,
yeah, but
Spice
it's a,
Girls and girl power. And like,
but what is,
you know,
girl
if you
want
to be my
movie?
Lover, you have got to get with my friends. And so there was a point where
Asian
it was like,
friend?
Well, yeah, like, okay, they're going to choose their friendship over their work and their fame. But it was so odd that they chose to.
Why do they all have the same friend?
Okay, I'm obsessed with that girl. But it was so weird that they wouldn't have the conflict be between the Spice Girls. They would add in this woman who we have no idea who she is.
No frame of reference for the Asian woman who.
Do you think she was a former Spice Girl?
That would make sense, but
they didn't, no. They didn't even set that up a little bit.
Well, because the Spice Girls don't have an Asian member, so that would kind of make sense. I wonder if there was an effort to be like, okay, we've got everybody but an Asian woman.
Right.
But
so an Asian woman has to be.
Either.
Yeah, I don't know that they have everybody.
I don't know that that's what they're really looking
for. In England.
For.
I'm sorry. I mean in England. They have all of the English things.
My biggest compliment I can give this movie is it's probably better than if Menudo made a movie. That's about the only
thing. I'm sure Menudo did.
Oh, did Menudo make a movie?
I'm sure there's a Menudo movie.
But there are several Menudo.
Because the thing is, Menudo was an evolving concern. Because they would, as boys would age out, they would put new young boys in.
Okay. Yeah.
So at some point.
Oh, you're right. They released two featured films. Una Adventura La Mada Menudo and Menudo La Particulare.
Oh my God, we gotta watch this movie.
I do not want to be on that episode.
One of my favorite things in this
movie. Oh, did you not hear? You're on the rest of the episode.
You have to do it now.
You're on every episode now.
One of my favorite credits in an opening sequence was based on an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never seen that. I've seen, like, based on a story,
right.
But based on an idea. And that's what the whole movie feels like to me. Like, the Spice Girls have just just casually just tossing out ideas like, oh, yeah, and then the aliens.
Well, but
oh, yeah,
by
right
the
there.
Way, but that is what the movie's about, which is that someone else is making a movie in Hollywood. And so at the end of the movie, you realize, like, oh, this movie really is all of these other bad pitches on mm-hmm. what the Spice Girl movie is going to be. So there was, like, that sort of meta quality right. to the movie.
Well, there's, like, three – there's literally three movies going on in the movie. There's a documentary movie going on. Mm-hmm. There is the –
that is shot – terribly.
Oh, awful.
Like, anytime you see the documentary camera's point of view, it is shaky. It's Alan Cummings is the right. protagonist of that storyline.
Who is rocking denim on top, denim on bottom.
Oh, there's a lot of denim on this movie.
He looks like a prisoner. Like.
At this point, the Spice Girls must be massively popular, and this movie looks like it cost nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is confusing to me. But anyway, that documentary footage is shaky and out of focus and would lead one to believe that he has never made a documentary before in his life.
Yeah. Well, but he's also, in a lot of, like, the improvising he does, he's always concerned about the camera lenses.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, no, we need a different lens. A wider lens on this one.
But he's never watching through a monitor.
No,
he's
no.
Always, he's always
he's just
camera.
He's just watching the scene play out.
He's
saying
also,
that he needs different
experience.
Lenses.
He's also bizarrely on camera sometimes as like a Michael Moore type figure. Yes. Like, here I am. The Spice Girls are about to run down this hallway.
Yeah, I thought he worked for a news outlet.
We'll get to that.
Well, I think
we'll
he
get
was,
to that.
I also like that there was like they are performing at the Top of the Pops in the beginning of the movie, and he's like next to the documentary crew, and he's like, "Boost, we need louder on the boom mic." Like yeah. It's like you're taping a concert with a boom mic in the middle of. There's a lot of.
I'm sorry, just to clarify what you're describing.
Yeah.
They are, the documentary crew is in the audience.
Yes.
It's not like they're off to the side of the stage.
No.
It's not like they're
really
on
confusing.
Stage with the girls. They're in the middle of the audience.
Okay, so
by the
that
way,
was confusing.
I don't know much, but I know you could probably plug into a soundboard.
There's definitely,
you could probably just.
You can, yes, you can get a live feed from what's going on.
Even use that footage. Well, even use the footage from the episode.
That's
maybe.
So it was so weird because at points it seems like this documentary has been, you know, approved by the Spice Girls and that they're a part of it. And then at other points, like,
yeah.
they have no access to the
whatsoever.
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And it seems like this unsolicited, like...
Well, he's never really in the same frame of them. He's always hovering above them.
Yeah.
He's looking down on them. He's far away from them. Yeah, that part of the plot was also not... And nothing's very much defined. It's sort of like, here's an idea, and then we'll walk away from it.
Completely.
Or like,
and the movie starts... I do want to say, the movie starts... I was very shocked with a ballad.
Oh, yes.
The movie starts like an explosive kind of like, here's the Spice Girls movie, ballad.
It's like a laconic James Bond opening. I feel like it's like women who are like taking like older women who are learning how to dance seductively. It's like the most unsexy James Bond dance. It's like, I'm trying
to
be sexy.
Here's what I did learn about the Spice Girls.
Uh-oh, wow, let's see.
Uh-oh.
First of all, there's a lot of great things about this movie. I think that they... I'm serious, you guys. They are competent actresses, and I think you all know
that.
True.
I do not disagree that
that's
they
number
could
one.
Carry the
number
movie.
Number two...
I think some are okay.
I think they're all great.
Tosh
I
think has some real problems.
I disagree.
Sporty.
Yeah, Sporty's
totally
got a
totally disagree. The other thing is that you can tell... I'm sorry, but you can tell they genuinely get along. Like, there's an energy in those group scenes.
How do you know that? June, for real,
because
how
I felt
do you
like
know
there
that?
Was, like, a really fun energy. I did. I really did.
Well, my thing was, first of all, they tried to start it with conflict between them.
Yes.
So because, you know, she's like, should I wear the Gucci dress? They're like, what should I wear? She's like, maybe you should wear the little Gucci dress or the little Gucci dress.
They're
or
just
the little
taking
Gucci dress.
The piss out of each other, though, but, Retta.
But then, of course, the black girl attacks Ginger over some boots.
Oh, yeah.
They try to put a little,
like
crazy...
literally attacks. Right. Like, jumps on her like an animal.
Oh,
like,
yeah. This is my favorite part.
It's always in some kind of
leopard.
Animal print.
Yes.
A lot of leopard.
Or yes.
And in the dream, in the weird
then,
fantasy
in the
sequence, is in tribal wear.
I was like, come on.
That was crazy.
By the way, also, her name is Scary Spice.
Yes, of course.
Which is also a little bit weird. Yeah, a little bit weird.
But
now
we're
she's
meant
a judge
to be afraid
on...
of her because she's black, right?
Yes, I mean...
okay.
She's the aggressor. But here's my thing. It was always the leopard, or she was wearing, you know, kente cloth mm-hmm. in the dream sequence. But during rehearsal, she's wearing some space suit.
Like a goose
what
down
was that
jacket.
Giant space suit?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Half of them are are naked and she's wrapped up.
That's her rehearsal outfit.
It was hideous.
It was crazy. I noticed that too. It was so bizarre.
I didn't get it.
There was.
And glasses.
And
too.
Glasses.
Yes. Yes.
And those glasses point, were never like.
She had to have the African hair. The dude, yeah. Like,
at one, they yeah, might, yeah, at one point, they might as well have put like a bone through her nose.
I know.
Really because she's like, literally in like in like a loincloth with a spear. The one black character is carrying a spear at one point. It was awful.
I will also say that among these stereotypes, I was kind of grossed out in retrospect watching Baby Spice because it seemed like that was like almost like a pedophile thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
I sleep with my dollies. I want to ask my mommy a question. I'm like, ugh. All right, this yeah. is a little yeah,
I
creepy.
Liked that.
I like that part. Too. I mean, she's
I'm
Baby Spice. They're all kind of, you know, heightening their personas. I mean,
can somebody tell me then what Ginger's persona is?
Red hair.
Red. Old.
Red hair.
Older.
Oh, yes. She is.
No.
That's really rude.
Red hair. Okay. Is, yeah.
But let's be honest.
That's really rude.
She's a solid 10 years older than the rest of these
and
girls.
And you know what? I checked. She is not. She's only 3 years older than the oldest one. But it does look, she does look oddly
I
out of place.
I think you think that yeah. because the streaks in her hair almost look like they're gray streaks, but they're not.
I don't think that I was reacting to the good.
Fun fact about Ginger.
Yes.
She dated Jerry O'Connell.
What?
Really?
I've never I gotta ask Jerry about that.
What? I call saw Jerry them. Right now.
I need to know
I saw
what
them at the improv and I was like, whoa. Jerry, what's up? And he was like, oh, meet me. And I was like,
oh my god.
What?
And this is like years after they
this
were.
Is when oh wait, this is after they were a big
yeah,
thing?
After, yeah.
But I see I feel like they make fun of the Jerry's whole thing is like girl power. But I don't quite understand.
I think she's a feminist is her
she
thing.
She is a feminist.
I
yes.
think that's her power is bizarrely feminism.
And
which
I love
I
how
couldn't
they,
understand.
Well, I think they're all into girl power, though, aren't
yeah, yeah,
they?
They are. But I did
but
like...
But I guess maybe it's more her thing.
I did like that she... which language did she choose to speak?
She speaks... No, she speaks Spanish, doesn't she?
Was it Spanish?
And
she
then
speaking?
Baby speaks Japanese. Japanese.
Yeah.
Come the...
Okay. Well, I thought this was going to be like they were going to go all over the world,
yeah.
you know, to the point to the title
wait,
of the movie. They never leave London.
They went to, no, they went
that's
to Milan.
Not true. They flew, went to Milan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They went to Milan to shoot a music video with Gary Glitter,
and they had the exact same bus in Milan.
They did that. That bus traveled on the airplane. Oddly, that bus travels no problem.
Okay, so I just do want to talk about because Retta brought it up, and I was obsessed with it. So they have an old-timey double-decker bus that they mm-hmm. the Spice bus, which they travel around in.
Yes, and they each have their own little pod in
right.
the bus. And
so it
they
looks
have their
like a bus
only
with
decorated.
All their character type.
That the Barbie yeah, style thing, yes.
It looks like a bus, that kind of bus from the outside with a big, you know, Union Jack flag on it or whatever. Then you walk in the bus, which Meatloaf is the driver of.
Which is amazing.
Meatloaf is just their driver.
I feel like Meatloaf was the best actor.
I felt like at some point Meatloaf will probably sing. No.
Nope. Nope.
At some point Meatloaf will have his own scene.
That's not true. He does sing at one point.
He sings under his breath for a moment.
And he does sell out his own music
yes.
by going like, I love those Spice Girls. I'd do anything for them.
Yeah. But I won't do that.
Yep.
But by the way, doesn't his character just disappear at one point? Like when
yes.
they go to the yeah, dis- okay,
disappear.
Gone.
No. He blew up at the end because there's a bomb in the bus.
But you don't see that because
well,
Posh is
no. I thought Posh was driving at
Posh
that point.
Posh drives, yeah.
Posh is driving.
But go ahead, yes. So go
anyway,
to the bus.
So you walk in the bus. And the interior of the bus is an enormous set that is probably 2,000 square feet.
Yes.
It is. There's a balcony.
Yes.
There's a balcony
that
is
would be
like
the second
enormous. The yes. sec- but
it's
this
bigger
is,
than our home.
It's bigger yes. than a home. Yes. And they each have their own little area. And they're acting on this set, which is supposed to be the interior of the bus. Like they're running around, they're fighting, they're having a pillow yeah. fight, they're on a, and Sporty's on an exercise bike, they're all doing all this stuff. And I'm like, this bus is in motion. This bus is driving the streets of London.
That turns.
They do not obey.
Sometimes recklessly.
Yeah, they do not obey any of the physics of that. It is absolutely
mental.
Where is Richard Grant's office? Richard Grant is their manager.
Upstairs.
Upstairs, but there you don't. So there's another level. There's like three levels on this double decker.
He has like
bus.
A balcony that you see it once. It's sort of
and
like
his
a
command center.
But by the way,
where he gives
I was
announcements
obsessed.
Over a microphone, like please do not put the moisturizer in the refrigerator because some people will mistake it for mayonnaise.
I was
got that joke.
Move on.
Actual line from the movie.
I was obsessed with the fact that in his office there were like three TVs of security camera footage of the bus.
Yes. Yeah,
but like they
he's
are
a
the
hardcore
only,
perv. But here's, he is watching.
They
are
the only people on that bus.
Oh yes, yes. Except
there's
for
nobody else.
I'm sorry, except for when children are allowed on the bus.
Yes.
Are the children put in seats and put seatbelts on? No, they're allowed to wander around a moving bus.
And
then
the way,
are put on a speedboat.
Now those children, though.
What?
For people who haven't seen the movie, get a Day with the Spice Girls because they won. Competition?
A competition.
What kind of competition?
What is competition, though? Is that a thing?
I felt like a sweepstakes.
I gotta admit to you, by that point, I really wasn't watching.
Oh, okay.
the movie was on, and I was just
totally
so
fine.
Angry and frustrated.
That's totally fine.
So I couldn't follow along. I was like, "What are these kids here for?"
those kids, and then all of a sudden they're on a speedboat with kids. I feel like
that's the thing is like they some parents gave these Spice Girls like to 10-year olds,
yeah,
and then the Spice Girls are driving them around London and like we're so bored, let's run off the bus, jump on a random speedboat, and go speedboating around, which they then do, and then they and the little girls fall off of the speedboat.
Well,
this is reckless endangerment.
These movies that are like for the fans that have no real story, that are not movies, that are just sort of like, you know, other platforms for them to expose themselves on, are so interesting. It's not the first time this has been done, but it's like the whole plot of the movie is really the Spice Girls don't want to do their music for the fans.
Yeah.
Like, they want time off
to
perform.
But here's my other thing. And this
it's
is like, the thing.
So crazy.
A morning off is all they want.
Yeah, just the morning. Now, here's the thing. I understand that. I don't understand why it's so hard to put a simple plot around it. But here's my bigger issue with the plot of the movie, and I put that in quotes, is they're nervous about performing live at Albert Hall.
For the
All
first
they
time.
Do is perform live.
Right.
No.
The entire movie they're performing
but
live.
But they say over and over again, which I couldn't figure out, that this is going to be their first concert.
But we've seen them perform in the movie.
They started, that's how they
opened
the movie.
Numerous times,
yeah.
Yes. And they are in this movie, they are the height of the Spice Girls. It's
right,
because like,
they're in the papers all the time.
Exactly. It's not like they're becoming the Spice. They Wait, start off on live television. They go to Milan. They perform a live concert in Milan. They perform live a fuckload in this
but
movie.
But they keep talking about how this is going to be their first. I don't know. There's some stakes to.
I guess the
maybe
first time it's been
Royal
worldwide.
Hall, yeah.
Worldwide live? I mean, like, I guess. That's a.
They're
and that's, by the way, stretching
thing.
On plot. Like, well, this is the first time we're performing live for the world.
And they made a really strange choice with the editor of the newspaper, the guy who runs.
Oh my God!
Who runs the
well,
daily edition?
The antagonist
the
is
antagonist.
Basically the
Rupert
newspaper.
Basically Rupert Murdoch, right?
I mean, he's Rupert Murdoch, but the reason why he wants to take down the Spice Girls is because they're on the front page of the paper every day.
But with good press,
right?
With good
appreciate
press,
the good
but
press.
they're selling a lot of papers.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what's.
Well, what's
so...
their circulation? Do we know?
I didn't get any numbers on that.
But that was an interesting thing. Like he wants them. He
to
wants to bring them
press.
Down, even because he's. Because
he thinks
selling
the story, I think he thinks the story, it will be longer lived if he can create news, meaning them falling apart, them blah, 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 then he will own, like, those stories,
Jason,
and his paper will be number one.
He starts off as his paper being number one and the Spice Girls
hey,
being
listen,
on. Okay, like,
I don't understand why J. Jonah Jameson hates Spider-Man because it's only good news for him. But well, there's a long history of newspaper bad guys.
That's true.
Especially
That's true.
Currently in 1998.
That's true.
I will
I'm sure
say,
that's relevant still.
I kind of like those scenes. I kind of like the newspaper bad guy. Look, when he gets angry, it starts raining in his office.
What was that? I'm done with this.
He slams his fist on the table, lightning and thunder start striking, then it starts raining on the man in his office.
Okay. And no one comments because it is literally raining on one side of the office. It's not a fantasy sequence. That's the other thing about this movie, that you think, oh, that's a fantasy sequence. Nope. No, it's all real and all
But then there are fantasy sequences like the all the Spice Girls are pregnant fantasy sequence.
That's crazy.
We basically get
super crazy.
We get a glimpse
and
into them
deeply erotic.
We get a glimpse of them as 30. That's basically what that was. What we go like, I wonder what we'll be like at 30. Yeah. Like,
how old are they in the? Because I always remember them as more kind of young teenage girls. Like they
were never that.
Oh
yeah, they were never that.
Yeah,
I thought they were in their 20s.
Yeah, they had to.
Which is interesting, though. It's like that probably couldn't happen now.
Jerry Halliwell now is 40, so the rest are 37 now.
Nine-inch was 27.
So they're And where did they come from? Were they sort of manufactured by?
Well, they came from I guess so. Well, in this movie,
or did they meet in that pizza spot at Rendezvous Cafe?
Oh my God! By the way, they totally abandoned David or whatever his name was from the Rendezvous. Their thing is all about loyalty and friendship, but they totally bail on basically their version of the Peach Pit, and because of that, because they didn't pay their bill, it closes.
Who the fuck is Roger Moore?
That's another.
Roger Moore is like this guy who's like their boss.
I don't I'm like, what is he? Why is he so invested?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm really obsessed with his assistant, Deborah. Who's also wearing denim. She wears a denim jacket the entire movie.
Oh, wait, Richard Grant you're talking about.
Roger Moore. I'm sorry, I was talking about Richard Grant.
All right, let's talk about, Richard Grant's assistant. Who's a real-time actress?
Who was down
to him? I was just going to say, who is that?
She was in Secrets and Lies. She's like an amazing...
Right.
Oh, really?
Amazing British actress.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I was a little thrown by the fact that they totally hooked up. And then he like did exactly what she said he would do, and he dissed her afterwards.
Yeah,
they had never addressed it.
Never addressed it again.
At least I don't think so. I wasn't really paying attention.
No, they basically go like they share a knowing glance, and then that's about it.
Right.
There's no real connection after.
But I feel like they totally like he was like, I'm cool with that, and I feel like it happened. It happened
when he said I'm cool with it too. It seemed rapey or to me. It didn't seem like it seemed like creepy. It was like didn't seem like they had fun. It seemed like it would be bizarre and scarring.
It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
Wait, guys. So I'm sorry to go back to the Rendezvous Cafe, but the Asian pregnant lady was there, and she was
pregnant.
Friends with them, not pregnant.
This, by the way, sorry. This is a flashback.
Yes.
And the introduction to this flashback is. A very long time ago. A very long time ago. Right?
So within the context of the movie,
they're showing a very long time ago and when in the far future when they're 30. So you would assume that this movie can span a 15 to 20 year period. They look the exact same constantly.
I will also say that just to put you in the perspective of the Spice Girls, their first album came out. And then 10 months later, this movie and their second album came out. So there, so within a year, their whole thing happened. So I guess time really was very fast.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Well, but this Asian woman was, it's just so interesting of a character who's just like friends with this girl group, but not in it. And
no
desire to be in it. And all she did was like press play on the boombox.
But by the way, what kind of husband did she have that left her in the fourth trimester?
Like, Trevor.
Trevor.
That guy sounds like a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
That was her husband?
I don't think he was her husband.
Her baby daddy.
Which is another weird thing you'd think in a girl power movie that she wouldn't be single and pregnant.
She pretty much was, though.
But she seemed she needed a lot of help.
Well, the other thing is that once they realize they need to go, that they're, like, abandoning their friends and they want to go take her out, they take how many months pregnant?
She's got to be nine months pregnant.
Yeah, because she has a baby that night. They take a nine-month pregnant woman to a nightclub.
Yeah.
Like a very loud, packed
and
dance club.
They abandon her in the nightclub and they start dancing on the floor and she's like looking, and again, a lot of balcony work in this movie.
Yeah.
The best use of balconies in any movie ever.
Even she's more so than Queer as Folk. And they had a lot of balconies.
Well, the other weird thing about the nightclub scenes, and there are many, is that you think it's at night and then they'll cut to an exterior shot and it's bright as day.
Yeah.
Just bright as day.
The movie knows no time or space. Yeah. But was she drinking a beer? She was definitely drinking out of a can, that pregnant woman up there.
Oh, I didn't notice
that. Maybe
that
beer helped the baby.
In England, you can still drink when you're pregnant.
Okay,
oh,
yeah,
right?
It's totally
yeah,
cool. Because it's on the opposite side of the street and stuff.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. And in the States, you can go to the club pregnant. They did it in Knocked Up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. That is true.
Okay.
So, oh my God, guys, guess what I just realized? The writer of this movie also wrote From Justin to Kelly.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
That makes
a lot of sense. And a movie called S Club 7, which I don't know. That was a TV show,
argue that From Justin to Kelly is a better movie.
I feel like he kind of reeled it in.
Which
by
is
Justin to Kelly.
It's a woman. Yeah. Kim Turner, right?
Yeah, Kim Turner, yeah.
I believe it's a man, though.
I'm going to Google
Kim picture. Fuller.
Oh.
And I think it's Simon Fuller's brother.
Oh.
Who created
American You're right. It is a guy.
Oh, Kim.
Yeah,
okay.
Kim. I want to talk about...
Oh, yeah, oh my God. I have something enormous to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry to return to this, but on the bus that they exist on for most of the movie...
That was the turning point for me. I was like...
On this bus, they're driving around...
Turning point is the first scene, Retta.
I gave up on it.
Retta wrote me, and she's like, I could watch Mission Impossible 3 times instead of this shit.
It was... Can I point out that it was $9.99?
It was $9.99. I apologize to you guys who were buying this. Yes.
How dare you?
It's just a few bucks. And then I saw $9.99, so I started searching elsewhere.
I went all over for it, too. I thought for sure you could find it to rent.
No,
guys, I now own this movie, which is upsetting.
If you look on my iPad, it is my Amazon Instant purchase. My first Amazon Instant purchase.
Absolutely horrible. So they're on the bus, and at one point... they all have to pull the bus over to go to the bathroom out in the woods.
Oh, yes.
By the way, all of the bathrooms have been jammed up.
Yes. And Meatloaf says, by the way, multiple bathrooms on this double-decker bus. And Meatloaf is like, hey, man, it's hard to get a plumber to come to your house, but it's even harder to get a plumber to come out to a moving bus.
Yeah.
Really? Move to a plumber?
Yeah. By the way, it doesn't seem like there's not much plumbing in a bus.
No.
You shit in a pot and then you empty that pot. That's it. Done. That is all it is.
I think they do reference beforehand though that there's a lot of hair that's getting caught up in the drain.
Which means that there's showers.
And these girls are shitting so much.
I mean,
the Spice Girls are fucking shitting their brains out.
They're clogging up those
toilets. It's just like fucking diarrhea out of their stupid butts.
Tampons is full.
You know what it is? It's just full of sanitary napkins.
I don't ever want to hear you say sanitary.
Just full of bloody sanitary napkins.
Meme it. Get a meme. Get a meme. Zuka's going on sanitary.
Bloody sanitary napkins. They all jump out of the bus to run into the woods to pee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got flashlights. They're running. They run what appears to me to be a very long time.
Yes.
And then a spaceship comes down.
Yeah. Like a Close Encounters style giant spaceship comes down. You're like, oh my God, what's going on?
Aliens come out. Literally, aliens come out, and their dialogue is like black, 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 black,
and the Spice Girls understand.
Yes,
that was
that. What?
I'm reading it, and they're understanding. I was like,
they are answering the aliens as if they understand their alien language.
That's how worldly they are.
Because the reason why that works, yeah,
dude. There is no reason why
they are talking to aliens.
I won't tell you then.
I need to know.
I'll tell you why. Because earlier in the movie, we've seen that the Spice Girls basically
speak different languages
in every language. So it would only follow that they would know this.
They would know alien?
Yeah.
And they're not fazed by the aliens. They're not like, oh shit, aliens. Yeah. They're like, oh, fans.
Oh.
Fans again. Coming out.
Oh, I guess these aliens are here.
We just need to take a hot number two in the forest and fucking aliens.
Aliens? Aliens fucking love the Spice Girls.
And
they want to
grab their boobs. They grab their boobs. Yes. They just shake. Like, oh, we got to shake hands. Yeah. But they go to grab boobs.
And then the one guy says, Ginger Spice, can I get a kiss? And Ginger Spice straight up kisses this shrunken-headed alien dude on the goddamn mouth.
She gives
Why
a
is this happening?
Snog, man.
Hey, guys! This is irresponsible.
You cannot say that the Spice Girls do not love their fans, no matter shape, size, or hometown.
She easily could have given him a kiss on the cheek. Right. She goes for the mouth.
Yep.
Holy cow.
She'll
I
take what she can get.
Barfed on that.
Man, Jerry got those alien sloppy seconds, man. O'Connell
one
got that alien.
One of my favorite moments of the movie is it's a small one, and you may have missed it, but later on when they're in the hospital with the Asian lady, by the way, there's never a doctor in that delivery room. There's only a nurse delivering.
There's a nurse, there's two nurses.
The sound in that room is so terrible. It's like an echo chamber.
It's like they actually are like, you know, we have a location. Yeah. We're just going to shoot in this room.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Keep it in here. Keep it in.
It was really weird. It was almost scary.
For a while, it appears as though the Spice Girls are going to have to deliver the baby because they're not going to get to the hospital.
I'd love to see
okay,
that.
But I'd instead, what happens is they get to the hospital and the Spice Girls deliver the baby anyway.
Wait. When they deliver the baby, though, they say, like, that's girl power.
Yeah. I did like that moment.
Guess what? None of them are sterilized. They're still wearing their clothes.
That's why it's girl power. The girl, they don't have
but
any.
It's also really weird because earlier on, while they're waiting for her to deliver, they're sitting in the waiting room and a doctor's sitting next to them.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, but my favorite moment of the movie is right before they deliver the baby, there's a nurse that walks in. There's two nurses there. And they're, you know, the clock is
they're
ticking.
They're off to the side.
They're off to the side, but the clock is ticking. They've got to get at this concert, you know, in minutes.
The Spice Girls do.
But by the way, doesn't even one of the nurses go, I'm going to see the Spice Girls?
Well, this is my favorite moment because the woman says, I have tickets to go see the Spice Girls tonight. And the other nurse says, oh, okay. And the woman's like, you know, taking off her stuff. She's ready to go to the concert. And she goes, I'll see you later. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
I think she means because the Spice Girls are still in the hospital room.
Well, no, but why would that dictate?
She didn't know that they were there because the Spice Girls were all faced.
No, she knows that's
no,
the Spice Girls.
Jason, so you're saying
the whole hospital. So you're saying that woman's lying means I might die tonight.
I might commit suicide.
Because
she didn't deliver it like looking at them like hopefully if they get out of there. It was like she and the Spice Girls were listening to her and sort of looking behind them, but not wanting her to see.
That's why I think she was. It meant like. Hopefully, kind of a knowing gesture to say, like, hopefully you broads get on stage.
I thought she was saying, like, I'll hopefully see you tonight, not like I'll hopefully see the Spice Girls tonight.
Right.
She's saying goodbye to the other nurse.
I'll see you hopefully.
See you later. I wrote it down. See you later. Hopefully.
See, it's not like I'll see the Spice Girls, hopefully. It's like, I'll see you later, hopefully.
You, my friend.
Because even if
you're
she
sure
did,
she wasn't speaking aloud to the
can
Spice
we pull
Girls,
it up?
Basically?
Can we pull up the moment? Because
I mean,
I'm telling you.
Because that is, I agree, I noticed it, but I assumed it was for the Spice Girls.
No. Jason, she was speaking to the other nerds, even if she did know the Spice Girls were there, which I don't think she did.
But you keep cutting to the Spice Girls hearing her.
And it's reminding them in the context of the scene that they gotta go.
Right, so that hopefully they see her later.
She's not saying it to them. She's saying to the nurse, I'll see you later.
I know. I'm just trying to make sense of it. Because I genuinely don't think the woman is planning on dying later.
Can I tell you my opinion
please
of what happened?
Pull it up, Paul.
I don't know if I can pull it, but here's what I'll say I think happened. They did one take, and that actress messed up her line. She was supposed to say, I'll hopefully see the Spice Girls tonight. See you later.
Yeah.
And she just, she's like slightly dyslexic and read her lines on the sides
really
wrong. And just
put.
And at that point, they had spent so much time.
Like, we gotta go. We have 57 setups
and
today.
And all the Spice Girls are literally, like, Posh has her face in the pregnant woman's vagina, basically.
Yes.
Like, they're all sitting around the bed, and Posh, every time they cut to Posh, she is just staring down the stirrups straight into this girl's fucking bed.
Girl power, bro. Girl power.
Doing it.
Hey, everybody. Sorry to interrupt, but now it is time to pay the bills. Let me tell you about an amazing mobile service called Ting. Do you know about Ting? Well, let me tell you about it. It is so much better than your current phone service. I mean, I got some advice for you. Switch to Ting. Just do it. Drop whatever you're doing right now, even if you're delivering a baby, and switch over to Ting. Because Ting offers real, no-service contract with no overage charges. You get to pick a custom service level. You even get credited for the extra minutes that you don't end up using. I'm being serious here. I mean, and I'm really excited for the day that I finally decide to chuck my mobile plan out the window and sign on for something that makes a lot more sense. I can't find a better option than Ting. So join me, won't you? Beat me there even, and let me know what you think. This might help make your choice even easier. Ting will start carrying the Samsung Galaxy 4S. So switch to Ting if you're smart about life. Log on to how.ting.com right now. Open up your account. You can get $25 off your device or $25 off in a service credit using that URL. That's how.ting.com. Make your life better. I also want to talk to you about an amazing website platform. We've talked about these guys in the past. You know them. I love them. They are, of course, Squarespace. Okay? They let you show off your skills and talent online, sell whatever you want. They do the heavy lifting. Pick one of their beautiful designs, add your own images. You can always change the template whenever you want. All right, and the site will automatically adapt to fit any device. Your new Squarespace account will come with award-winning 24/7 support, cloud hosting, and even real-time analytics. If you sign up for a year, they'll even give you a free domain name. This is great news for creative types, bloggers, and designers. Also great for professionals, in case you know any. And if you want to support the show, go to squarespace.com/cage and start a free trial with no credit card required. When you do decide to buy, click enter an offer code below the pricing at checkout and enter the offer code SCREEN to get a 10% discount. That's squarespace.com/cage, offer code SCREEN. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. I do want to talk about, besides talking about why George Wendt wanted to take a free trip to the London and appeared in this movie.
You know what? I just realized why he was in my dream.
Oh, because you saw him in there?
Because I forgot he was in the movie, and I was like...
Wait, Reddit, did you have a sex dream about George Wendt?
No, he was...
Don't spare a detail.
He was, like, the dad of some guy that I liked in my dream. That's so weird. I just now realized that's why he was in my dream.
Let's unpack this. Let's get into it. Who is the guy that you liked, and how did you have to get through?
He was very, very young.
Oh, boy.
I think it's because I met a bunch of very young boys last night.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, interesting. That's so weird. Interesting.
Let's break this. This is like when the Spice Girls discuss their dreams.
Oh, yeah. And one goes, I had a dream just like yours, but mine was worse.
Oh, my God.
My face was still there. My head was still there, but there was no makeup on it.
I felt like there was large periods of this where I felt like they had lifted the entire plot from a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like the moment that I thought, I was like, oh, they're just going to use all the cliches, i.e. when the pregnancy came up, I said, of course.
Right.
But the moment that made me say, oh, it's just going to be these vignettes of things was when they went to boot camp.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
let's put it in context. They didn't go to boot camp. They went to a dance instructor that turned into a boot camp.
A Nazi dance instructor.
It's hard because all of this is like rationalized with the fact that it's all under the umbrella of like every single plot line that you could come up with for a Spice Girls movie is in this movie.
Is that the rationalization?
Spice Force 5?
Yeah.
That's the Mark McKinney thing in the end where he's pitching different iterations of the movie that we've seen is that all of these things have just been those failed pitches or whatever.
Well, I mean, that is a terrible way to build your movie around failed pitches. I mean, they basically are doing boot camp, a colorful boot camp in front of the Downton Abbey castle, and they're running around.
Oh, how weird was that? They live at Downton Abbey, basically.
Yeah.
Was that their home? They live in a haunted house, basically.
They said.
Wait a minute, I can't remember. Did they live there? Because I remember them standing in front of that thing where they're like.
When they have the scary dream, they all wake
Rendezvous
up.
Rendezvous Cafe is where they used to live above Rendezvous Cafe, yeah. I think.
See, I don't even remember Rendezvous Cafe.
Rendezvous Cafe is where they sing their, they tell me what you want. Where they sing their famous, tell me what you want, like what we really, really want.
Oh, that was the cafe?
And because they don't have enough money. They haven't made it yet. They don't have enough money. And he's like, they're like, put it on my tab. And he's like, you don't have any money. You don't have a tab, whatever. And they're like, when we're big and famous, we're going to pay you back. And then they play the new song for him, which is, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, that one.
Which is really catchy.
This is the one thing I'll say, that I was very angry with the movie. I was very mad that I had to watch it. I had my back to it most of the time. So I was listening to it, but I really wasn't paying attention. But every time they sang, I turned around to watch.
Wow. Oh, see, wow. Every time they sing, I fast forward.
Really?
Yeah.
That's when the only time I paid attention. But I also like, watch Glee.
All right. Oh, okay.
I liked that one song, too, where they were raising their fists. Go on.
I want to bring up two things about that. Number one, that scene, that go on scene, they're performing in Milan, and they get really offended that these men are shirtless, just wearing like, just like, they're wearing sailor caps and like bikini briefs. And they're like, this is disrespectful. We won't dance. And they, you know, they're girl
they're like,
powering
this is
up.
This supposed to be corny, but this is really corny or something like that. Yeah.
And then, so the compromise that they make is they put these men in leisure suits with their ass cheeks. Yeah, with their ass cheeks cut out. And thinking to myself, why did the Italian guy who's putting on this concert want men's ass cheeks so much for the Spice Girls concert? It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why? Like, what?
I think they were just saying, like, I don't know.
I did turn around for that as well. And
the beefcake is the beefcake part.
Well, yeah, when they were, because we were performing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And but it looked like they were fake to me.
Fake ass.
It looked like it was fake butts on the leisure
plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think they were, though. I think they were really cut out.
Really? That's just the Italian men, man.
It looked like plastic on the pants.
Like, yes, I agree.
Do you think this movie is for children?
I agree.
Is this movie supposed to be for, like, children?
I don't.
Because they are also in that moment, like, talking about, like, bone zoning the Italian men, or why they can't. You know, like, Emma, that's where Baby Spice is like, well, I have this stuffed animal and I have that stuffed animal.
And that's what was too creepy for me.
And she goes, and so I just don't have room for you in my bed, darling.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I was like, ew, what?
That's what creeped me out. I was like, I don't want to hear, like, I don't mind you being, like, cute, like a little girl and you have a lollipop. But when you're talking about, like, all the animals in your bed, I'm just saying that was a creepy part.
If you had to have sex with one Spice Girl, which Spice Girl would it be?
Baby Spice.
Great question.
Or Posh. Even a better question. If we were all Spice Girls, who would we be?
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, boy.
I know who I'm stuck with.
Oh, boy.
No,
I was actually going to say,
you have to be the black one.
Spice.
You have to be the black one. What? How dare you?
Sorry.
How dare you? I will happily be Scary Spice.
It's the hair.
I think you're Baby Spice.
You, I'm Baby Spice? I'll take it. I'll take Baby Spice. Who are you?
I don't know. You tell me.
It's a good one.
I feel like I'm sporty.
You might be sporty.
I thought you could be.
By the way,
you could
be
Ginger.
By the way, the one with all the talent.
I think you're Ginger, actually.
Really?
I kind of think you're Ginger.
Interesting.
Did Sporty have all the talent?
Sporty is the only one who can sing in that band, legitimately.
Yeah,
and she's honestly the only person.
So what am I hearing? I'm Posh?
You might be Posh.
Yeah, you're Victoria.
You might be Posh. Can I just also talk? This is something you can find online. You can find online. But at the end of that Italian men asses scene, Gary Glitter comes out and he does a whole thing. It's not
child,
in the movie.
Convicted child molester Gary Glitter?
Exactly. So when this movie came out, a week before the movie came out, he was convicted of being a child molester. So they had to cut that scene out of the movie.
Interesting.
They shot this. But yeah, this movie actually was plagued by a couple things. They had a joke about Princess Diana and Gianni Versace. They both also died right before the movie came out.
Oh my God.
So this movie had a lot of weird.
And there was a whole third act set piece that took place in the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it's 1998, so it wouldn't matter.
But no, they were prescient. They saw it.
They saw it coming, yeah.
What was the thing that was most disturbing to me was Stephen Fry as the judge sentencing them to their futures. Like, you'll be on reality shows pimping out the fact that you were Spice Girls. Like, oh shit. They are.
Yeah.
They are. Mel B is now on America's Got Talent. Yeah. And I think the other was
somebody, one of them in Celebrity Rehab?
I don't think so.
But they've been on reality shows.
And
I think
Victoria and David had a show.
Yeah, they were on
that. I didn't meet them, but I saw Victoria Beckham and David Beckham at a hotel once in the lobby, and they were very nice. I saw a lot of people run up to them, and they were
right.
They seemed like very nice people.
You know,
I just had to say that. Well,
We weren't attacking their character.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, I really appreciate her because I heard that she was the reason why they became so much bigger and more popular is because she was like, you have to stop talking to the press. Like, he's not bright, and he was always saying dumb shit. And she was like, I love you. I will have all the babies you want,
right.
But you gotta stop talking. You're
wow.
not smart.
Really?
You know you're not smart, and it just makes,
a
it makes you look bad. So just limit what you say. Like she was basically, she PR'd him.
Yeah.
It's like, and then they just started getting big because he was visible,
right.
But he just wasn't. Because you know how they'll show up to a red carpet and they'll be like, "What do you think about Kristen Stewart breaking her toe?" And you're like, "One, I didn't hear about it. Two." Why would I care about her toe?
Right,
like, she's limping, whatever. He would have long diatribes about shit that... Because he would just go on, you know, like, as if he was talking to his boys. Yeah. And you're like, hey, bro.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
You gotta stop talking.
Well, it's funny, too, because she, I think, looks the best she's ever looked in this movie. And I realize it's because she's a little bit... Like, she's not anorexic yet.
Mm, right.
I mean, she's so thin in this movie, but
she's aggressively thin.
She's aggressively thin in this movie, but she got even thinner after this movie. Yeah. And
Can
we talk about female body image?
I mean,
is
it girl power? Are they really preaching girl power or anti-girl power?
I
mean,
I remember reading a statistic that said in the movies that were made in the last, like, well, since movies have been made, when a baby is born, the phrase "it's a boy" has been uttered like 90% of the time.
Really?
Yes. Like, girl babies are not born in movies. And so I have to say, tear up a little bit when the girl baby was born and she said, this is girl power.
Of course, girl power.
Yeah. Girl power.
Jerry appears to deliver that baby. Ginger Spice apparently delivers the baby and is the first person to hold it.
Which, by the way, is crazy because the scene before when they're in the bus almost delivering the baby, their ideas about delivering babies are so horrifying.
So crazy.
She's like, she's wearing stockings.
But that's why I feel like...
And then Jerry screams into her vagina. Stay in there. We're not ready for you yet.
If I was that woman, I would be so terrified.
I would not want the Spice Girls to deliver my baby.
I would not want my baby to be born on the Spice Bus. Otherwise, my baby definitely is going to have chlamydia.
The Spice Bus that has all kinds of...
with that hospital room, I think the Spice Bus had more, was more capable.
Well, here, I will talk about the end with Mark McKinney. He's like the hack writer who went to Harvard pitching these movie ideas. And
he's probably a lampoon guy.
Yeah. They basically make the ending of the movie, they're like, why write it? Let's just have someone narrate the ending. Like, he narrates the most insane ending, and it, like, tries to draw together, like, anything that doesn't make any sense. It's just sort of like, if the movie goes from being, like, a film to just someone literally pitching the ending, and they just cut away to, like, moments to see it. It is actually the most clever and dumb thing I've ever seen in my life.
And what's really weird is that when he, like, reveals the very end, he's like, and then they walk through the door just in time to make the concert, and then they don't. And then what's-his-face, Clifford.
Richard Grant
says to him, when they don't walk in, you lied to me.
Yeah. And he starts choking him by the neck. So is this a movie?
At which point, Richard E. Grant then decides his only option is to commit suicide. And he fashions a noose out of rope. This is a children's movie.
Maybe everybody who's going to that concert was planning on committing
suicide. Wait a second. That's it.
The nurse, Richard E. Grant. It's like it is a mass suicide plot.
They were like the hell.
It's like a Heaven's Gate scenario.
Wait a second, but you know what? This actually dilutes everything that you
Jim
said
Jones
because you were really gonna drink the Kool-Aid, the Spice Girl Kool-Aid. But there is. You were saying that the
I guess I'm gonna go to the Spice Girls tonight and kill myself. Are you going to Royal Albert Hall tonight? Of course. I got to see those Spice Girls, and I got to end this useless
existence. Everyone around the world. Oh, my God. Well, here's the other thing that undercuts...
Every boy and every girl, end your life!
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want, to kill myself.
I want this over.
But now, so like basically that contradicts everything that you guys said, that the boot camp sequence is not part of a movie because... Then they shoot the movie afterwards. Because the end of the movie, they're shooting the movie that he's pitched. So that would mean that the movie that we watched is all real.
Right.
No.
Right.
So I actually think I know what it is now. I think the movie that we watched is the documentary that Alan Cullen...
But he's never around. No.
No, no, that doesn't make sense.
Does he have fantasy? Because
the camera quality is much different. Yeah. I think it's, honestly, I think it's a little bit of a cheat. I think the movie, the Mark McKinney bit at the end is meant to justify all the fantasy sequences.
Yeah.
But then the last bit is meant to be a bit of comedy, kind of. What's weird about it is... In the credit sequence, so there's a credit sequence in which it's behind the scenes basically, and the Spice Girls are talking
to the best part of the movie,
Alan Cumming and Richard E. Grant, and everybody's talking about how they're going to play their character or what they want them to do.
Very self-aware, probably the most self-aware and most fun part of the movie.
Most interesting part, except for Mark McKinney, who is still playing his screenwriter character.
Yes, he is not Mark.
So I was like, whoa, 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 what are you doing now?
Obviously, we had
a really weird. I'm sorry, I'm just going back to the Sueys. Richard E. Grant has a noose ready to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, all British people do. I mean, by the way, also, he goes, I've broken up the Spice Girls at one point in the movie.
Right.
And then they're back together, literally within 30 seconds. They didn't break up.
Oh, my God. Remember when they all wind up at the rendezvous in the middle of the night alone on the London streets in pajamas?
That's the part that I was like... I thought that was their house.
No.
I thought they were saying
that was their old house.
We lived here.
Then they walked from the Downton Abbey house.
They walked from the British countryside to downtown London in pajamas.
Got it. And no one mobbed
them. And nobody mobbed them. These broads should have been straight up raped with what was going on. What?
It's nighttime. Everyone's asleep in Britain.
They had the classic line, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Same thing you are. Like, I was like, check.
They all, this is what happened. They all left the same house and got to the same place, presumably taking the same route, and did not see each other.
This whole movie feels like it was written down on cocktail napkins, and someone literally just goes, here, that's a movie. This doesn't make sense. Just don't worry, it's all there. It's like that comic book Axe Cop is like written by a 5-year-old, so it's like, oh, now he's riding a dinosaur and he has this. It's like, that's what this movie is. It's like, as told to. Like a screenwriter. Obviously, we had opinions about this movie, but there are some people who thought a little bit better of it. It is now time for a second opinion. These are 5-star reviews culled from Amazon.com. Karen from Wisconsin writes, this is a carefree, fun movie for anyone. Well, not dumb people who think movies need plots and good acting to make an awesome movie. But this is what life is really like. Fly by your seat.
What?
fly by the seat of your pants. Enjoy every moment and dress up in funny costumes. 5 stars.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That is what life is really like.
I like this one here. This is, the title is, it's so filled with girl power. Future is female.
Oh, my God.
This video is the bomb. My buddy let me borrow when I had no dosh to get it. I don't know what dosh is. I was having a bloke bummer day until I saw this. And cheers. I don't need a boyfriend to make my life complete. And this is for you, Sherry, my best buddy. Girl power. 5 stars.
Although I'm almost positive that person was British, and you should have read it in a British accent.
I should have. Sorry, I apologize for that. And then finally,
say bloke.
The final 5-star review, Spice Girls. There's 5 of them. They're singers. I loved it. Granted, there's no story or plot, but this is one of those rare movies that doesn't need a plot.
Oh my God.
Plus, if the English audio isn't funny enough, just turn it to French. It will make you giggle.
Oh, that's amazing.
5 stars.
5 fucking stars. I like that there are certain movies that just don't need a plot.
Don't need a plot.
Holy moment.
At any point, anybody wants to talk about Roger Moore feeding a baby pig, we can.
Roger Moore douches out everything that he did as James Bond in moments. Like, he dresses as Blofeld. He does martini jokes. But I don't even understand what he is.
There was the cat.
I know. Yeah. That's crazy. There was a genuinely very funny scene in the movie where Alan Cummings is interviewing those 2 kids who are about to get on the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a funny bit, and that really made me laugh.
Speaking of which, I wanted to go back. They were both girls?
Those two kids? Yeah.
I thought the little black one was a boy.
I thought the black one was a boy, too.
No, I think it's a little girl.
That's girl power.
Oh, that is girl power.
I really did think, I was like, when you said the two little girls fell in the water, I was like,
I thought one was a
baby
boy, too.
And the little, I definitely thought it was a boy.
Well, that's true girl power. Girl power is like, girls are going to look like boys.
Was Sporty Spice a lesbian?
In real life or in the...
In the context of the...
Oh, no.
No, she just loves to go out on her exercise bike.
An old-timey exercise bike. Like not like any kind of modern exercise equipment.
It
was in the...
On the bus.
It was on the bus. It was literally on the bus. She's riding an exercise bike on a bus.
Scary? Oh, Sporty. Oh, I thought she was on a... You know what? I really wasn't paying attention because I thought she was on one of these.
Oh, like an elliptical?
An elliptical?
I'm telling you, I got really
a Nordic
really
track?
Oh, guys. And I wouldn't allow it to seep
you
into my soul.
You didn't want it to get in.
What?
This is Sporty Spice. Has been very open about her battles with clinical depression and an eating disorder.
Oh, boy.
Which she's experienced several times during her life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
God, just got really real. Yeah. Just got really real.
Man, oh, man.
Did they come up with their own personas, or did, like,
I feel like they were assigned, but I feel like they were assigned.
I have a question.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it appeared as though the movie was only positing that they were their actual names, Emma, Jerry, blah, blah, and that they then discovered that their monikers were true, because at some point, like, somebody was like to Victoria, like, you're so posh, you know? Like, I felt like there were a couple moments where it seemed as though they were going to become those personas, but then that never really happened. Did anybody else notice
that? Well, they talked about it. They said,
they did
I hate that everybody thinks that we're only...
Right, yes.
The persona from
Which then led into a great montage. A great fashion montage where they all pretended they were each other.
Yeah.
And
but
belittled
then
each one.
Just pretended they were in different, they were like eras.
Yeah, they were old-timey.
Oh, that was the thing. It was like, well, yeah, she's like, I wish people wouldn't stereotype us. This is posh. And then the first costume that posh is in is Jackie O. It's like...
Yeah.
That's the same. That is the same. You're doing the same thing.
That's posh from the past.
Yes. You're not really, really.
I would have loved it if they were like, I'm so tired of being typecast. But, and then it was just like all of them dressed as homeless people. Just like disgusting.
Well, but in the movie at the very end, when they're doing the behind the scenes thing, aren't they saying that they don't want to be... Like, they don't want to be doing the things that they
right.
know
they don't want to be riding
doing.
A sport. They want to be riding an exercise bike. I like that end scene. That end scene to me was pretty great.
Oh, I like that too.
It was all done in a oneer, and then they looked at the audience and they were like saying, like, they were like, hey, I like your dress to the audience and stop eating your popcorn. It was really fun.
Yeah, I
really
took it as thanks for $9.99.
Yeah. Retta. Thanks, Retta,
fuck
for
you.
$9.99.
They just start giving you the finger. Fuck you. This is
talk to you later, Retta.
$10 off the streaming of this book.
14 years later, and you just bought this for $10.
Thanks for $10, Retta. You're going to dream about George Wendt tonight.
Exactly.
I wish you had one of those nooses like Richard E. Grant had in his pocket.
And this is what I cannot figure out, because the movie is not very good. And I get that they were hugely popular, but the cameo list in this movie is Elvis Costello, Elton John, Bob Geldof.
Was there for a second. He doesn't even have a line. He's like, oh, hi, girls.
Elvis Costello is a bartender.
Elvis Costello, best cameo.
Jules Holland. Bob Geldof. Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
Jennifer Saunders. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Jennifer Saunders, by the way, is wearing a Versace t-shirt. Does anyone else notice that she's supposed to be like a high fashion person in the movie? Someone meets her at the dance club, and there's a joke about, like, she's asking her about all the brands and Versace and Prada and all this stuff, and she's
like,
well, no. And then Posh says, yeah, have you seen the new manatee collection?
No, Manta Ray.
Oh, Manta Ray.
They're talking about Manta Ray fish.
And Jennifer Saunders is like pretending to know what it is.
Right.
But as a high fashion person, she is dressed and costumed. Her wardrobe is a blazer and a t-shirt underneath that simply says Versace.
Did anyone know who that one guy was? I think his name was Brad. When they were like, oh, Brad, you need to change your hair. And they gave him like a crazy...
Oh, right.
I thought that was like a British person that I didn't
There's a
really
bunch
know.
Of those that I didn't
oh,
know.
The best one! The dude from The Wire as the photographer!
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Oh, how about Hugh Laurie?
Right.
Hugh Laurie in the flashback.
Oh, yeah.
In that flashback with the mustache, like
I
the
didn't
French,
even
the, like, or whatever that was.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. You like everybody's in this movie.
Yeah. So I think there were just like 10 actors in the UK at any time. They have to all be.
Yeah, they have
like
to part do of everything.
Like, you got to be in it.
They
you
have to do
well,
everything.
The Spice Girls were really huge, right. though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the movie was very popular. It was. It was. Yeah, I'm not
did
joking.
Did it do well?
Yeah, I think it did do well. I'll double check.
I have to pause. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. I think there we go. Go. I think we're going to be wrapped
okay,
up here.
Right. Okay, sorry, right. sorry.
So there we go. Would anyone, would you recommend it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, no. It's $9.99. If you could stream it or something like that, I would say yes. But no, I would not advocate anybody spend $10 on this.
No.
June, you would?
Yeah.
I'm going to get on June's side. I'd say you should watch it. That is it. That's us. Just quick plugs. Retta, what do you have to plug?
Oh, I'm headed to Miami tomorrow. I don't know when
this will come out. It will come out on Tuesday morning.
So I'll be Tuesday night. I will be at Florida International University. Then Thursday, I'll be at Williamsburg.
FIU.
Yeah. Then I'll be at Williamsburg, William & Mary in Williamsburg on Thursday. And then I'm shooting some Nickelodeon comedy thing on the following
I like it.
Monday.
Can we come to the shoot?
Should we be there?
It's in New York.
We'll be there.
And we can follow you on Twitter, right? At, how was it? Unforrettable, right?
Unforrettable.
All right, so you can follow her on Twitter.
Unforrettable.
June, Burning Love, season 2 and season 3.
Season 2 is still on burninglove.com, and great. Season 3 is coming out.
Jason, what do you got going on in the bathroom? Is it a 1 or a number 2?
I got to do a number 1 right now. Still not on Twitter, so please don't follow me.
Are you not on Twitter?
No.
Oh, man.
People want him to be on Twitter
I'm
very badly.
I'm obsessed with it.
You are?
I wake up, it's the first thing I check.
Really?
Wow. I swear to God.
Retta, examine really your weird. Life and the choices you've
Who are
made.
You telling? Who are you telling? But I will say, it's gotten me a lot of things. I just got asked by the LA Kings to come watch a game and tweet.
Oh, I like
yeah,
that.
Your tweets are hilarious when you're watching. You do a lot of watch TV tweets. Mm-hmm. And
that's good. I like that.
And you've been one of the most requested guests that we have had on the show. People
oh, really?
Like you. Yes, people were begging us to get you on the show. So. Well, there you
it
are.
Feels nice.
All right, so that is it. For me, you can pick up Alien vs. Parker in the comic book shop. You can check me out on Twitter. And Jason and I guess we just got good news that the league has picked up for another 2 years.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we're going to be on a new channel called FXX.
Yeah, very exciting.
Fox, the Fox channel.
Formerly Fox Soccer.
Yes. So check that out. And you can check out Instagram every day for pictures from the upcoming season of NTSF. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.